Morning, everybody. I had another communion written last week. I was in the shower this morning. I just felt, or I felt the Spirit come upon me and say, I don't want you doing that communion. I want you doing something else. So this got wrote this morning, or the first part of it. So the devil's job, or Satan, his job is to lie and to deceive, and he's very good at it. Last week, Pastor Tony hit on this deceit as he explained how Easter, or the goddess of fertility, Ishtar, has stolen the true meaning for many people. This is more of Satan's lies to keep us, keep them and keep people from the truth. Just recently, our so-called president declared a repulsive new holiday or declaration of a new visibility day for a special group of people. This declaration has thrown right in the face of Christians one of the most important holidays for people of faith. The same is for Christmas. Satan has tried to deceive us all with Santa Claus and flying reindeer. It's to take away from the true meaning of Christmas, or actually for us, the birth of our Lord and Savior. Have you all been hearing lately about the eclipse that's supposed to happen tomorrow? I believe this is a sign here. Like the rainbow, God's promise to not flood the earth. So they people are trying to steal our rainbow too. I believe this eclipse also represents a particular day in history. And so Jesus probably was not born on December 25th. And he probably did not die and resurrect on March 31st. I think these dates were chosen by man. Yes, we celebrate Resurrection Day and the birth of Christ these days, but they are not, or I believe they are not the true days that these events actually happened. But I do submit to you, every day should be Resurrection Day. I want you to listen to these following scriptures and determine for yourself. And this is at the time of death of Jesus, Matthew 27:45. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over the land. What do you suppose that was? An eclipse? About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out, in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lima sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And we're jumping to verse 50. It says, and when Jesus cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. Now get this. The bodies of many holy people who had already died were raised from life. They came out of their tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. Anybody really think and reflect on that before? I probably read over that several times. It's just like, this flies past me like, oh. It never really sunk in. That's why we got to keep reading over and over again, because we find out new things and as we read more and more. So what is the most important thing that we can do? And one of my favorites is Deuteronomy 6:5. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your strength. And in Deuteronomy 10:12, it's basically the same. It says, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience with him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I'm giving you today for your own good. So this communion, why do we do this? It is to help us remember what Christ did for us. Remember what we need, that we need to follow Christ in our daily actions. The actions of communion are to take the bread and eat, and to take the cup and drink, and to do both in remembrance of Christ. But this outward act is not the whole, the principal part of what is to be done at this holy ordinance. Those who partake in it or of it are to take him, Jesus Christ, as their Lord, their life, to yield yourselves up to him and to give upon him. Here is the account of the ends of the ordinance. It is to be done in remembrance of Christ, to keep fresh in our minds his dying for us, as well as remember Christ pleading for us in virtue of his death at God's right hand. It's not merely a remembrance of Christ, of what he has done and suffered, but to celebrate his grace and his redemption. We declare his death to be our life, the spring of all our comforts and hopes. So we practice open communion at this church, and it says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why so many of you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. And if I could have the servants pass out the elements, please.
Lord, I worship you.
Corinthians 11, 23, it says, I receive from the Lord what also I pass on to you. Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Same way, after he took the cup, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. As for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. Dear Heavenly Father, I just, Lord, please forgive me. Forgive us for our sin-filled hearts. Give us a heart of sincereness, a heart of conviction, a heart of condemnation. Lord, we ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit. We may walk the narrow path of righteousness. Lord, we know we are not worthy of your grace and your mercy, but you freely give us these gifts. Because you love us so much that you gave your only begotten Son to be beaten and hung upon a cross for our sins. This we can only say thank you. Thank you for your love and your grace.